Welcome to the Mindset, Mood and Movement Podcast. My name is Sal Jeffries and I integrate psychology, the body and breathing to help people feel calm, confident and strong. Hello and welcome. Today's episode is about making choices. Choices are something that we do all day, every day. Some choices are more important than others. Some are personal, some are professional, some are for other people, and some are for ourselves. And I wanted to share with you a journey of choice change, I suppose you could say, in my own life. And this is something that came up at the beginning of this year. It's something I was looking at the beginning of the previous year and started to build in. But I made a choice that I wanted to change how I ate. And I chose that I wanted to move towards a predominantly plant-based diet. So having no meat products at all, nothing animal-based, whether it's land or sea, nothing at all. And of course, this can be a contentious issue, and I recognize it can be quite inflammatory. So I was looking at this from quite a considered place, and I'll explain how I got here and perhaps the three steps that I saw which really helped me make a choice around this. But this is just an example. You know, I make a lot of choices like we all do all day, like what am I going to do later? What am I going to do in business? What training course am I going to be creating? How am I going to work with the client? All the things we do. But if I pull it back to this, you might see how the expansiveness or perhaps the way I was able to challenge my own biases and thinking can be useful. And we'll stick on this change in nutrition for me so we can use it as an example. So firstly, I was thinking, okay, this is about me. So I was thinking about self first. And I have an autoimmune condition. I have to be very careful with how I conduct my life and stress levels and nutrition and so forth because I have an autoimmune condition that affects the gastrointestinal tract. And it's pretty bad, to be really honest with you. It can be really horrific. Fortunately, I'm in a good state right now. And when I was looking at this change to plant-based, I was looking at information about what's good, what isn't good. What do we know about, you know, eating meat? What do we know about processed food? What do we know about, you know, all the different types of nutrition? Now, not everyone can do everything. So this is my journey, and I'm sharing this with you. But I was reading a lot around, what do we know? It's a fantastic study called the China study, which looks at huge amounts of data that was pulled from China study. I was looking at some work by Garth Davis. He wrote a book called Proteinaholic. He works with weight loss and so forth. And so much was pointing at the impact of meat consumption for health and perhaps what it could do for me and my condition and how I would have to be careful. So I did a lot of research and I've seen some quite frankly horrifying things as well from documentaries. A recent one was Seaspiracy, which was just awful, really, like, you know, just the impact of things. And it really got me thinking about, okay, so if I'm going to make choices, I'm going to think about this in several levels. So I've got my own choices. I'm going to make a plant-based change for my own choice. And that's going to help me with my health and well-being. So that's great. Now, someone asked me recently, do you not miss meat? Do you not miss it? I was like, okay. In a word, no. But I also know some things such as that our taste buds change roughly every 2 weeks. So yeah, for sure, you might want a taste of something. There might be a craving that you want something. And I'm not militant about this. If I really want something, or there wasn't any other food to eat, I would go for it. If I really, really had to. But you know, this is where we get conscious about choice. But if I gave myself the due time, I was thinking, okay, let's see how we go. Now, that's January I started this, and pretty much most of the time, 90 to 95% of my food has been of a plant-based source, and it's really interesting. My health has significantly improved. Now, this is related to the condition, but there's a lot of things I'm also seeing as well. So from a personal self point of view, it feels like when we're making choices, we need to really discern, like, what is it we need to do? Whether it's health, business, relationships, it might be buying a house. What's the process you go through? And several things come up for me. Discernment, being really discerning and clear on what it is you're researching. Noticing your biases. We are all biased and we like our beliefs. And sometimes we need to put those down for a minute and observe some wider understanding, some bigger facts. That can be really helpful. And really checking in where, well, where do you get your information from? Where do your beliefs come from? And challenging them. You know, the wonderful thing about being human is that we can continuously grow. You know, the world changes all the time, so can we. The thing we can get stuck on is our map of the world, so to speak, the map of the world we hold in our mind. So that was level one. And then when I was thinking about this choice, I was like, okay, so if I'm doing a meta-analysis of how I do choice, let's expand this. Well, I've done my own research for me. Well, how does this affect others? So really simply, if it's for the plant-based nutrition, then of course I'm not eating livestock and not eating anything of an animal base or a fish. So I was looking at, as I explained these horrific documentaries and just the impact of like, okay, what must that be like for an animal? That's pretty bad. This is not kind of how it sold to me in the pretty pictures of how the farm is and when I grew up as a kid. It's a different world of industrial farming, and it's pretty scary and it's pretty bad. So for me, I'm like, okay, that isn't something I want to contribute in. That's a choice I personally will make. I'm not going to put this on others, but it's like, I'm going to call it out. For me, I'm not comfortable with that. So I'm going to choose to not be part of that process of the meat production industry. So that was the other. And then the third level was thinking about the environment and looking at some of the research. I was reading Bill Gates's work on how we can change the climate, which is a curious book. It's mostly technology led, but he's a very wonderful human being in some respects and has some good insights. But I was looking at the Earthshot project and the fascinating impact of if we eat meat, if we have a dairy industry and so forth, and like, what does it do? And the stats are staggering. I was seeing this stat that we could reduce 75% of land use. 75% of land use if people chose to become vegan for the nutrition. And I was reading that. This is by, it was an Oxford professor. Let me see if I got his name here. Joseph Poor was looking at it. And he was saying that if we actually did this, I'm not saying that people need to or have to, but if people did, went, okay, all plant-based, we would release landmass the size of Australia, China, the EU, and the US combined. And it blew my mind on just how much impact our choices as people have on the environment. And the environment's a dear concern to me, and I want to make choices that affect that in a positive way. So there was my three levels. How does it affect me? How does it affect the other that's involved? And how does it affect the world around me? And this got me thinking about like a choice model that can be applied to personal, professional, to relationships. And it's really easy for people to get kind of stuck in, you know, thinking about ourselves only, because, you know, it's all we know, right? You know, we live in our own world and our own heads and bodies, and that's all we know. So it felt like a really useful, simple process that I've been applying to many things. How does this affect me? How can I get good information to make a choice and bypass my biases? Okay, how does that affect another, whether it's another person, another business, or in this example, you know, livestock? And then how does it affect the environment? And it got me thinking about reciprocity. Nothing works in isolation. You know, you can't dump something in the atmosphere without it coming back and hurting you. You can't go out and do something positive, let's say, without some use of positive thing coming back to you. So reciprocity is a really curious thing. And when we think of choices in a wider context, it can really help not only open up the choice paradigm, but can also open up like, well, how might that affect me or family or my business or whatever at a future time? So there's some thoughts on this. And I've got this image that comes to me. You know, anyone who's really concerned about the environment, future, and, you know, perhaps anything connected to that, it's just mind-boggling and it's overwhelming. And that's how I felt about the whole thing initially. But I get this image always coming up, and you might like to imagine that this culture that we live in is like a super tanker. And there's big, big tankers at sea, and it's massive. And you got this little fish who's like, oh, I want to move this. I don't like this super tanker. It's going to cause some trouble. And the fish swims up and tries to move the super tanker. Of course, it's never going to do it. But then another fish comes, and another fish comes, and other fish starts to get interested in what the other fish are doing. So they all come and start pushing. Nothing happens. Thousands and thousands are right. Nothing changes. But then the big fish start to keep an eye on, like, okay, what are the little guys doing? They're making choices. We want to check that out. And then all the big animals come, the sharks, the whales, and I get this image of every fish in the sea pushing on one side of the supertanker and steering it in a better course. Now, that's an image which pops up in my mind about how one can make change. And it often starts with the single. It starts with us making a choice, making a conscious choice. And then by the laws of fractal dynamics, fractals are repeating patterns in nature. They're also repeating patterns in society. The more we do conscious, positive effect, people around us, colleagues, friends, family, neighbors. So never doubt the power of your own conscious choice. And it's really compelling, you know, in a world where we can feel like it's so scary, there's so much stuff happening right now. This isn't rose-tinted glasses, this is conscious choice. And it feels compelling to me to understand how choice works and perhaps how we can apply it. And then if you're concerned about the environment, the future, the world for your kids, then noticing how you can make choices, whatever those choices are. How do they affect you? How do they affect another? And how do they affect the environment? Can be a really nice way of looking at making choices. So there, my dear listener, I hope that's insightful. And maybe you have a choice coming up for you. It could be personal, it could be health, it could be around the environment, it might be around business. But if you apply those three steps, what might happen? And I'd be fascinated to hear what the results are. So do get in contact. You can reach me on Instagram or LinkedIn. Just tap in at Sal Jeffries. That is SaljeffreesEries. Go to my website, which is saljeffries.com. And I look forward to hearing and sharing some more thoughts with you on the next one. Take care.